Okay, so ask me through the chat, or if you want to speak to me, although I won't be able to understand the Spanish, but in English, no problem.
Okay, but they are having trouble with the microphone, and
yes,
we think it's better to write type in the chat.
Okay, I'm here. So what have we got? We have one participant here that wants you to expand the concept of open learning related to assessment. To expand on it, I'm not sure exactly how to expand on it. I mean, my feeling is that in the long term, assessment will kind of go away. Assessment, the way we think of it today. Because I think that as we put more and more online, we will be able to access what a person is doing directly, without the need for special tests or quizzes or anything like that. And in such a case, we will be able to use software to analyze that and assess a person based on their actual performance. And now I'm reading some Spanish. hang on, I'll have to translate that quickly. And where's my translator? Oops.
Álvaro, dile a Stephen que cuando conteste, haga tramos
sí.
breves, porque le van a ir traduciendo en voz en Buenos Aires.
Sí, lo que pasa es que se lo estaba diciendo con el micrófono silenciado.
Ah, okay.
Stephen. Can you speak slower?
Yeah, I'll leave a gap and the person can translate when I leave a gap. Is that
Thanks.
Okay? Wow, it's hard to hear.
Okay, can you hear us? I'm
speaking from my side. Yeah, try to turn down the microphone a bit, but I should be okay.
Okay. Could it be possible to, for you to repeat the answer? Because
sure.
You couldn't get it completely. Leave the gaps if you mind.
Yeah. Okay. What I said was, in the future, there will not be tests or assessments the way we know them today.
En el futuro, y está diciendo que en el futuro no van a haber evaluaciones como las entendemos hoy en día.
The reason for that is what people do will be accessible and open online.
La razón por eso es que lo que la gente hace podrá ser evaluado online.
For example, I give a talk, or I write something, or I respond to somebody in a discussion.
Por ejemplo, la respuesta de una persona a una discusión.
Because this will be available online, we will be able to use software that can assess a person directly rather than requiring that they use software, or rather than requiring that they take a test.
Porque debido al hecho de que vamos a estar conectados, tendremos la posibilidad de hacer una evaluación online antes que pedirle a aquel participante de que haga una prueba o un test.
So, open you know, doing education openly, doing your work openly, allows for a new form of assessment.
Por lo tanto, la educación de tipo abierta permite o da lugar a una evaluación distinta también abierta.
Does that make sense?
¿Tiene sentido?
Yo en realidad, más que el aprendizaje,
me interesaba saber qué significa para él la enseñanza abierta, no la aprendizaje abierta. Porque
la mejor que me interesa es mi rol como docente, cómo él amplifica, cómo amplía ese concepto de apertura
de
la enseñanza,
creo que a mí,
porque desde mi lugar de trabajo me interesa.
The question here was that if you were able to expand the concept of open teaching rather than learning.
Okay. I think I've lost your sound, but I hope I didn't adjust the volume to zero. No? Okay.
Repite porque el final no se ha oído.
So the question is to expand on open teaching rather than open learning. Is that right?
Yes, that's great.
Okay. Well, what is teaching? I mean, that's the first question. What is teaching?
Para responder primero, es la pregunta, ¿qué es la enseñanza?
I mean, sometimes we think of teaching simply as telling, kind of like the way I'm doing now.
A veces pensamos que la enseñanza es simplemente contar algo, como es lo que estoy haciendo en este momento.
And then open teaching is just making sure your words can be heard by everybody and not just by a few people.
Y por tanto que la enseñanza abierta puede ser escuchada por cualquier persona y no un grupo específico.
But that's kind of an unimaginative way of thinking of open teaching.
Pero eso es una forma particular de pensar acerca de la enseñanza abierta.
In my own very limited theory of education, to teach is to model and to demonstrate.
Desde mi punto de vista teórico, enseñar es modelar y
demostrar.
And in a certain sense, there's no distinction to be made between a teacher and a practitioner.
Y en un cierto sentido no hay una distinción para hacerse entre el practicante y el maestro.
I mean, to me, open teaching is like open practice. Open teaching is me being able to model and demonstrate what I do by being open about my practices.
De esta forma, para mí, el aprendizaje abierto es como una práctica abierta en la que la enseñanza a través de modelar y demostrar es demostrada a través de la práctica.
So in my own particular case, for example, it means sharing the links to the articles that I read and formulating my opinions in a gradual way through, you know, sharing them with people and interacting with people.
Y en mi caso, esto sería compartir links de artículos que estoy leyendo y también compartir las opiniones sobre los mismos de una forma interactiva.
You know, over time, we will see more and more cases where a person teaches by, you know, providing audio and video feeds to them as they work.
Con el tiempo veremos prácticas en las cuales se, se adjuntan videos o links cada vez más seguidos a la medida, en la medida en que el maestro esté trabajando.
So, I think that's mostly what I have to say about open teaching.
Eso es lo que tengo que decir principalmente acerca de la enseñanza abierta.
I hope it was helpful.
Hay una pregunta de una participante.
Leticia Oramia.
Sí.
Yes, we have another question here. Just give me a second so I can read it.
Okay. It's the one in the chat.
No,
Okay, Steven, I have another question from Madrid.
Okay.
They say, what? Okay, here I go. They say that in a massive course, in an open massive course, how can you like take into consideration the lack of skills that the participant may have? She had an experience in which the assessment of the final work was like working in pairs, and most of the participants didn't get the final grade because the teachers couldn't read the work because they forgot, or they couldn't copy the URL, like linking to the blog or Prezi, in the correct form, and they caused, I don't know, frustration in most of them. How can you deal with the lack of, I don't know, experience or what?
That course sounds like a bit of a disaster.
Dice que ese curso fue un poco un desastre.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the instructors in that course had in mind.
No sé lo que los instructores de ese curso tenían en mente.
Clearly, it's a weakness if the materials, like the presentations and that, cannot be shared.
Es una debilidad si los materiales de las presentaciones no pueden ser compartidos.
I'm not sure about what was meant there about working in pairs. I think the person is referring to peer evaluation.
No, not peer. Like, you mean like peer pressure?
No.
That peer?
When they say working in pairs,
yeah,
it sounds like the course had some mechanism of peer evaluation, where one student evaluates another student, maybe.
Okay. Eso, lo que Steven pregunta es si cuando se refieren a evaluación por pares, es que los estudiantes se evaluaban entre ellos. Sí, los estudiantes se evaluaban entre ellos.
But I'm not sure.
Okay, Vera here is translating the question into Spanish and chatting it, so people from Spain can answer it. Okay.
But it really does sound like a disaster of a course. I mean, let's look at this more globally.
Veamos esto más globalmente, dice Steven. And the person from Madrid says that yeah, the students grade or take a look of the works between each other.
Right. Okay. Exactly. It's a good idea, but if organized badly, can be a big disaster.
Steven dice que es una muy buena idea, pero si está mal organizado puede ser un poco un desastre.
In English we would say they were trying to crowdsource evaluation. I don't know how that would translate into Spanish.
Sí, estoy viendo ya una expresión en inglés que dice, en inglés sería como crowdsource evaluation, como que se evalúan las multitudes.
But, boy, I mean, to try to manage a system like that with a large number of people is very difficult. And to leave it unmanaged opens the possibility that many people will not be assessed at all.
Lo que Stephen dice es que manejar ese tipo de evaluaciones es bastante complicado y no tratar de manejarlos puede dar como resultado de que algunas personas no sean evaluadas para nada.
It's something I would try only reluctantly.
No, fiablemente.
Sí, dice que no le parece muy confiable ese tipo de sistema.
In a massive course with thousands of students, the only real way to manage assessment, if you must do assessment, is through some kind of automated system.
Dice que en cursos grandes de miles, sí, de miles y miles de personas, la mejor forma de evaluar es a través de algún tipo de sistema.
Automatizado.
Automatizado, sí, perdón.
Sí, es necesaria la evaluación.
And that's part of the reason why I don't really emphasize assessments like tests or assignments.
Y es por eso, esa es la razón por la que no enfatizo el uso de test.
Sandra pregunta, dice que le parece que siempre es necesaria la evaluación. Sandra pregunta, si a él le parece.
We have another question here, and a participant wants to know if assessment is always necessary.
I don't think it is always necessary.
No creo que sea siempre necesario.
I think there are many things that we learn, most things that we learn, without assessment.
Hay muchas cosas que aprendemos y son sin evaluación.
I learned how to ride a bicycle. Nobody ever tested me on that.
Aprendí a montar en bicicleta y nadie nunca me evaluó.
I think it's only in the context of formal education and safety requirements that assessment really becomes essential.
Creo que solamente en aquellos contextos más formales en donde la evaluación sí que se convierte en necesaria o más necesaria.
But even then, I mean, if it were up to me, I would rather judge based on performance rather than on some test of some sort.
Pero incluso ahí, incluso en esos contextos, yo prefiero hacer una evaluación basada en la performance y no a través de un test.
I mean, in the end, I'm sorry, I know I'm rambling a bit, but this is important. In the end, assessment...
Al final.
Sorry. In the end, in the end, assessment always comes down to a process of recognition.
Al final, la evaluación siempre se reduce a un proceso de reconocimiento.
What do I mean by that?
¿Qué es lo que quiero decir?
When one person looks at another person and is able to recognize that they are able to do the job or perform the task.
Cuando una persona observa en otra la performance, I'm sorry, we lost
we lost sound.
Okay, you want me to try? It's when one person looks at another and is able to recognize that they're able to perform the task.
Es cuando una persona ve al otro, es cuando se da cuenta de que es capaz de realizar esa tarea.
And that's what we're trying to accomplish with a test or an assignment or some sort of assessment, is to somehow set up conditions for that to happen.
Lo que intentamos hacer con las con los tests o con las tareas es de alguna manera intentar
setear las condiciones para que ello
sea.
But really it comes down to one human being looking at another human being and saying, yes, you can perform brain surgery.
Pero básicamente se reduce a una persona mirando a otra persona y que puedan decir si usted puede hacer una operación de cerebro.
That's why assessment is so difficult, especially for mass education.
Es por eso que la evaluación es tan difícil, sobre todo para la educación masiva.
And I think we all know intuitively that computer programs that check for right answers on a quiz are not an appropriate substitute for that.
Y es por eso que creo que todos nosotros sabemos, al menos intuitivamente, que los quiz o las tests no son la mejor herramienta para este tipo de casos.
Automated assessment will come. It will arrive, but it will depend on computer programs that are able to recognize performance as well as humans. And that could be another 20 years away.
La evaluación automática eventualmente vendrá cuando dispongamos de programas, softwares, que sean capaces de evaluar la performance de personas de la igual forma que lo hacen otras personas. Y ante eso estamos todavía por lo menos 20 años. Atrás.
Sí. Steven, we have not a question, but they ask for your opinion from Madrid. They say that in their opinion, evaluation is not necessarily like qualify someone. It's like evaluate the process of learning to know if we can continue learning or we recheck what we learned in order to, I don't know, check for mistakes or see if we learn correctly. You see what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, there's a difference between evaluation and feedback.
Evaluation and what, sorry?
Feedback.
Okay. Lo que dice Steven es que hay una diferencia entre evaluación y feedback.
Feedback is an essential mechanism that supports learning.
Feedback es un mecanismo que ayuda, sí, apoya la enseñanza.
But that's not the same as evaluation.
Pero no es lo mismo que evaluar.
When I ride my bicycle and I fall over and hit the road is giving me feedback.
Oh, feedback, sorry.
No,
okay. No dijo una corrección, no dijo feedback, dijo feedback, como sí, una retroalimentación, una opinión. Lo que él dice es que es diferente entonces la evaluación y el feedback. Que cuando él anda en bicicleta y se cae, lo que la carretera hace al golpearlo es darle feedback, pero no lo está evaluando.
Okay. The road is giving me feedback, the road is not evaluating me.
Ya, dijo, bueno, justamente eso, que la carretera le da feedback pero no lo evalúa.
So you see the distinction there.
Y si, que esa es la distinción ahí.
You know, I have there's a program I use called Runkeeper. I'll type it in here.
Yeah, please. Stephen dice que usa un programa llamado, ahí lo ven escrito, Runkeeper.
I use it for exercising. I know you'd never know, it doesn't look like it, but...
Dice que lo usa para ejercitarse, de que no van a notarlo, pero que lo usa para eso.
And I use it to set targets. For example, I have a target. I want to cycle a certain amount of kilometers by a certain time. And it tracks my progress and how long I've cycled and how far I've cycled.
Okay. Dice que, por ejemplo, lo que hace es ponerse objetivos, una cantidad de kilómetros para pedalear o una cantidad de tiempo para hacer esos kilómetros, y el programa va como registrando sus progresos.
And that's a feedback mechanism. And it helps me become a better cyclist.
Okay. Y eso es un mecanismo de... Ese mecanismo, ese programa, lo que hace es darle feedback y lo ayuda a convertirse en un mejor ciclista.
Another thing I do is I write software. And I write a program, and the debugger says, program failed, you have an error on line 42.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat it for me? Yeah.
Another thing I do is I write software. Computer programs.
Yes. Did you mean that you have to use the correct program for that?
No,
because
no.
You didn't get that.
I'm saying I author... I create computer programs.
Lo que él dice es que él es creador de programas de computadora. Okay.
Yes. And if I do it incorrectly, I get an error.
Dice que si lo hace correctamente igual puede llegar a tener un error.
This error is feedback, not an assessment.
Y eso es feedback, pero no una evaluación.
It's... And I go and I correct the error.
Entonces él va, y si le dice el programa que tiene un error mientras lo está haciendo, va y corrige el error porque tuvo ese feedback.
And if the program runs correctly, that's a different kind of feedback.
Y si el programa a partir de ahí funciona bien, ese es otro tipo de feedback.
And a lot of my programming is learned through this kind of trial and error.
La gran mayoría de su conocimiento en programación lo tuvo de esa forma, probando y equivocándose.
These are learning mechanisms.
Esos son mecanismos de enseñanza.
This is how we learn, by trying things and seeing what results.
Esa es una de las formas en las que aprendemos, probando y viendo los resultados.
You know, but that's different from being assessed.
Pero eso es diferente a ser evaluado.
I don't know if that was clear, but...
Pregunta si nos, si fue claro.
Sí.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good.
Estamos bajando el Runkeeper.
They say here that everybody's downloading Runkeeper now.
Yeah, well, sure, why not?
We're gonna try it, yeah.
Y que ya vamos cerrando.
We're wrapping up here. We're just asking if anybody has more questions, and that would be it.
Here it is.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
nice.
It really works.
Sorry, Stephen, can you show it again?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
That red line is where I cycled. and okay. It keeps track of everything automatically and gives me a report.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Steve, and everybody here says thank you, and well, it was a pleasure for me.
Thank you. Ciao, everyone.
Thank you, Stephen. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah.